is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Brought to you by White Castle Real Egg, Savory Sausage, and Melty Cheese calling you. Detour to White Castle for a $3 breakfast combo. No time to stop. Add new breakfast sliders to your grocery list. Now at White Castle and in your freezer aisles. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How can we help you, madam?
Okay, I'm in a tough situation right now. There's this guy, and we've lived in the same neighborhood for years. You know, I've known him since I was really, really young. Mm-hmm. And he's only four houses away, and I've had a crush on him forever. but I never moved on, and for the 4th of July, the just passed, we were outside, and for the rest of the neighborhood, drinking, setting up fireworks, it was so fun. We were a little tipsy, and we had this talk and promised to get together. Like, it was about time. Why not? Over a month goes by, and we finally have a dinner date at my house, and mm-hmm. he cooked for me, which I thought was really sweet.
Very nice. And
yeah, we ended up having sex, and he spent the next four nights at my house. And last time I saw him, we kissed and agreed that we would meet up again over the weekend, but I haven't heard anything from him, and I haven't even, you know, seen him around my neighborhood, and I just want something to work out between us. You know, I really don't want to think that he, something, I don't know, maybe something I did turned him away, but...
Well, that's the question. That's the question. Like, is there anything that happened maybe the last time you guys hung out?
No, but I'm kind of thinking that, like, it might be something, you know, with our family, because, like, my dad actually got caught with his aunt back in the day, and my mom and, like, the rest of my family were kind of at odds with his family.
Romeo and Juliet!
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't want that to come in the way, though. I don't know why he would be thinking about that right now. We had such a good time together.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to deal with your, you know... with your family, you know. But anyway, whatever. We'll give him a call for you next, see if we can get in contact with him.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Rachel. A lot of stuff happened here. Some dude that lives near her. She's had a crush on this guy since she was a little kid. Finally, they were, like, hanging out or something like that, and they started talking. Long story short, they went to her house. They had sex. He spent a couple nights there. He disappeared. She hasn't heard from him since. Okay. She hasn't seen him in the neighborhood since. This is just gone.
Huh.
And then she drops a little nugget on us that back in the day, what was it? Your dad was hooking up with somebody in his family?
Yeah, with his aunt.
Your dad and his aunt was hooking up.
Yeah.
So it's like a Romeo and Juliet situation, kind of.
Is it, though?
No, not at all. But anyway, stay quiet. We're going to call him right now. Okay, Rachel?
Okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, I'm sorry if we're just waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the Get Up crew. Can we just ask you something very, very quickly?
Who the f*** is this? What do you want?
We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9. This is real quick. It's not a bad thing at all. Like, we got a call from this girl, Rachel, about you. Okay?
Yeah. No. I know Rachel.
Okay, it's good because you hung out with her a lot, according to her. So here's, long story short, she likes you. She wants to keep hanging out with you. She hasn't been able to contact you. She hasn't seen you. What's the deal?
Do you care about what I think about Rachel? That's none of your fucking business.
Okay, then, Ramiro. Why do you care?
Well, I care because, like I said, well, here's the thing. So she called us up because she would love to go out with you again, and we're willing to pay for another date between you two. But she said she just hasn't been able to get in contact with you. So, you know, if you want to go on another date, we'll pay for it. If not, can you tell us where you've been? Because she's concerned about your where you are.
Well, look, maybe if you're paying, maybe I'll talk to you. So,
wow.
So we were talking. We were at some, like, house party thing. I went over to her place, you know, real casual. But I cooked, I'm a pretty bomb ass cook, and we ate it. She liked it. We had sex, and basically, you know, rinse, wash, repeat 4 days in a row.
Okay.
I stayed there 4 days because, like, my house is being bombed for roaches, so like, I had to stay somewhere, and it was just convenient.
Wait. Hold on.
He just needed a place to stay.
You're lying.
Did she know this?
No, I mean, no. I mean, she didn't have a problem with me staying. You know, she was more than happy for the food and the...
Oh, my God. Okay, well, this dude is crazy.
Okay, well, she knows it now because Rachel's on the phone, Dave.
Damn. Oh, oh my God. You're telling me that you...
What's up, Rachel?
No. You're telling me that you used me. That's all you wanted from me, to crash in my house.
You know me. You know you. This wasn't like a one sided exchange. I got a place to stay. You got that good. I mean, this was. Oh, if geez. Anything, you owe me a little.
Rachel, really? Did you at no point? How did you not catch on to like him? Kind of just like being there to be there.
I've wanted to spend this much time with him since I was a kid. I finally got my dream. Now I'm so excited, and I'm still honestly, I can't believe that he just wanted me for my house. That's ridiculous. Oh my gosh.
If I'm being brutally honest, like, how do you think I hold on to women? Like, women like men that do one of three things. Either a guy that makes money, a guy that can sing, or a dude that can cook. Okay, so I'm broke as can't sing for shit. But I can cook my ass off. So, you know, I just can't afford the ingredients. So, I can use...
Wow.
I don't know, man. Ramen noodles can taste pretty good.
He said she supplied the food and he just...
You knew I had something for you, that I would let you stay at my house for that long. And you just took advantage of me. I don't know what to say to you. Like, this is really f***ed up on your part. Do you not understand? Really f***ed up.
Yo, this is what every woman tells me every single day. They're like, get out of, I never want this. But then they pick up my phone call because they want that and they want that food. And I promise you're going to pick up the phone next time.
Yeah, I honestly don't know who you are anymore. Like, this is not the same guy that I was friends with when I was a kid. Like, why are you acting
this way?
We were
kids back then. Yeah, of course I'm not like what I was when I was younger. When I was a kid, I thought I was going to be a professional baseball player. I suck at sports. I thought I was going to be like an astronaut. I'm dumb as shit. But I'm good at two things. And it's fucking chick, and it's making food. And that's what I'm doing.
I mean, he's being honest. So originally we called you if you want to go out with her again, and we'll pay for the meal.
Oh, yo, if it's a free meal, I'm down. 100%.
No. Never mind. You piece of shit. I don't ever want to see you again.
I think she just hung up, Dave.
Don't worry, she'll call me back. I know.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
Usually the first date is nerve-wracking, but you would think of going to the Beyonce and Jay-Z show for your first date that you'd be guaranteed another date. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a home run. It's a grand slam to win the World Series in the bottom of the ninth. Or it's a second date update. You're going to hear it tomorrow morning right here with the Get Up Crew 810 Year.